We're back tonight on our Runs of Post Game Show. Time to catch up with a victorious, now for a third week in a row, head coach for the Bearcats, Judd Hall. Coach, you said on our pregame show when we visited earlier this week, the first thing you told the team Monday is now we're in the same position that Northwest was in a week ago. They'd come off a big win, and you clipped them at your place, and you wanted your guys to avoid that same fate here tonight. Come to town, Alliance, district opponent, arrival, you take care of business. Some overall thoughts.
I thought we played really good in the first half.
Again, we were able to control the ball, capitalize on some turnovers that we were able to get in the first half. Kind of did it with the run and the pass early, and then we're able just to rely on our run game as down the stretch. A little disappointed with our effort after halftime. Thought we were kind of going through the motions in the third quarter. So we got to definitely find a way to respond after halftime and play with the same intensity coming out of half.
Yeah, Noah caught it. He said there was a spot where it wasn't just the starters you called over. You gathered the entire team over on the sideline, and he said it was a little motivational speech. He was pretty sure. What'd you say to the guys?
Well, I just told him that I was disappointed in our effort. You know, it was really lackadaisical, I thought. Sidelines were very quiet, dead. Nobody was excited on the sidelines, and that kind of just spilled over onto the guys that were playing on the field. So we always talk about everybody on our team having a role. If you're on the sidelines, you're there for a reason. We brought you on the bus for a reason. So you need to do your job on the sideline. If you're on the field, you need to play as hard as you can on every play. And I don't think we were doing that for a majority of the third quarter. So I thought it was time to remind them that we needed to do that during that timeout.
How about those two big pass plays that Brett put the ball absolutely on the money? Alex caught it in stride, easy walk into the end zone, and the bomb to James Bruner was absolutely where he needed to put it, and James came up with the big play.
Yeah, you know, we've been working on that that combination to both Alex and to James in practice. So it's nice to see that we're able to connect that in a live game situation. It's always easy to connect on those in practice when there's no defense or on air. So it's nice to see that come together and those guys execute that during the game.
Alex came into play tonight with 7 touchdowns. He'll head home on the bus with a total of 12 now on the year.
He's a special player for us. He really is. You know, we find a variety of ways, or keep continuing to try and find a variety of ways to get him the football, because he's a playmaker. You know, he was able to score in the run game, the pass game tonight. We tried to do some different things with him to keep defenses guessing on what we're going to do with Alex, but that's something we need to continue to do as a coaching staff is get our playmakers the ball.
You know, one thing, and I meant to ask you about this young man during the pregame show this week, and I failed to, but he gave us a reason to here, and that's your kicker, Plasto Rodriguez. I mean, we talk about quarterbacks evading pressure. As a punter, he did it tonight, came up with a great coffin corner boot down inside the 5, but he's been pretty consistent all year on the PATs. I know there was a miss tonight, but in the PAT game, in the kickoffs, in the punting, he's done a good job replacing what was a great kicker a year ago with Bash.
He is, you know, and it's, I mean, Placido came to us start of the season and said, "Coach, I just want to kick. Will you let me do that? Do I have to go to tight end drills, or do I have to go to linebacker drills?" And I go, "Placido, if you want to kick, that's something you're passionate about. Yes, well, you can come to practice and kick." So he comes out there. He is out there from the start of practice to the end of practice, helping with scout team, helping snap balls to our quarterbacks, shagging balls during 7-on-7 time. And then when it's time for him to kick, he'll go to his spot on the field, and he practices hard for an hour, at least an hour every day on punting and kicking. And then he helps us out. So, you know, what a tremendous kid to add to our team, and we're thankful for him.
Total team kid, willing to help out on the scout team just to give a look, and I mean that's a great teammate right there.
It is. You know, those are the kids that you enjoy having on your team. Guys that are team guys first, and we have a number of them on our team. But Placido is just another great example of that.
Can you believe? Are you surprised at where you guys are at now, just 3 weeks removed from a winless start? Or I mean, those teams now, if you look at those records, your first 3 opponents all pretty salty. And Aurora got a win tonight over McCook. Northwest bounced back after you beat them last week. They beat Seward tonight, 24-17. So all of a sudden, you guys are really cooking.
Yeah, you know, I think we're playing good football right now, and I think that's what you want to do as you continue to move on through your district season. So, you know, another district opponent next week in Lexington with the most horrendous week of the year in homecoming week every year. You know, there's so many distractions. There's so many things that our kids are going to be involved in. We want them to have those high school experiences because that's part of it. But we also want them to maintain focus and understand that we have a big job on Friday night at 7.
Coach Benson taught you well on your thoughts about homecoming week, didn't he?
Yeah, it's been the same thing. You know, I try and tell the story every year. I remember one thing from my senior year homecoming. We lost the game 14-7. You know, I don't remember what dress up day was on Monday. I don't remember what dress up day was on Tuesday. I know we did it, but the only thing I remember is that we lost our senior year homecoming game 14-7. So I've got to do a great job of preparing these guys, allowing them to have fun and be high school kids, but I also have to keep them grounded and make sure they understand the importance of the game on Friday night at 7.